A big name set to return to the lineup for the Oilers. Who is it, and how will the Oilers configure themselves against the league's best Boston Bruins? We will talk about that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host and former Oilers Game Day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, we're going to start off with a name returning to the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers as they are set to play against the Boston Bruins tomorrow night. But where does he fit in, and how will the Edmonton Oilers line up against those Bruins? We will talk about that in just a second. But also on today's episode, we are four games in to the Matthias Ekholm era here in Edmonton. So what has he really brought to the Oilers over the small sample size, but still impressive numbers? We will talk about that a little later on. And to wrap up today's episode, the ghost of Oilers past. And this one may be a little obscure, but somehow still playing professional hockey. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more by visiting FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. And where we are going to get started is with the Edmonton Oilers lineup as Evander Kane, barring anything, any last minute changes, will return to the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers against the Boston Bruins tomorrow night. And he skated on the top line at practice today for the Edmonton Oilers. He was on a line alongside Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman. The second line consisted of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Leon Draisaitl, and Kyler Yamamoto. Warren Fogle, Nick Bjugstad, and Matthias Janmark made up the third line for the Edmonton Oilers. And a little bit of a makeshift fourth line for the Oilers. Ryan McLeod centered the fourth line, but Kleem Costin, Derek Ryan, and Devon Shore all taking separate reps on that line. To me, that tells me, well, I mean, this is a little bit more of a generalization, but the Edmonton Oilers could be going with a 11-7 lineup with the fact that they are cycling in a couple of those wingers, But what that also can tell me is that, that Jay Woodcroft is taking a look at his potential options, but B, the options that he already has. Now, to also remind you, Dylan Holloway is still injured for the Edmonton Oilers. At some point before the playoffs, Dylan Holloway will be inserted into this lineup. The D-core stays the same for the Oilers. Darnell Nurse with Cody Ceci. Matthias Ekholm alongside Evan Bouchard. Brett Kulak and Vinny Desharnais. And Philip Broberg was the seventh defenseman we can put in brackets there. The expectation is Stuart Skinner will get the start for the Oilers in Boston. Now, Evander Kane is the returning player for the Oilers in this one, but how important is he to the Oilers? Well, I took a look at some of these numbers for Evander Kane and what he really brings to the Oilers. In 24 games so far this year, 9 goals, 10 assists, 19 points. However, if he was healthy for a relatively longer portion of the season, he would have been in the 89th, 91st, and in the, I believe, the 85th percentile, if I'm not mistaken, in goals, assists, and points in his position. So that's very impressive when it comes to obviously the contract and the signing that the Edmonton Oilers made with Evander Kane. Now, he has had a couple of unfortunate injuries. And sometimes you sit there and go, oh, this guy is injury prone. Couple of freak injuries for him it is what it is. You move on. You're getting exactly half a season with him so far, but he also brings some underlying numbers that you probably wouldn't expect, including a defensive number that is more impressive than, honestly, than you may think. Evander Kane, the Edmonton Oilers really missed him on that penalty kill because Evander Kane's goals against per 60 minutes shorthanded sits at a 6.21, which is third best on the Edmonton Oilers. He is, statistically speaking, the third best penalty killer on the Edmonton Oilers, and this is a guy who was brought in for his physicality and his scoring touch. His defensive play is not talked about it often enough. Now, Evander Kane also sits in the 89th percentile when it comes to ice time, averaging about 19 minutes a game. But we talked about his defensive skill. We know his offensive skill, but just how effective is he? Well, his expected goals this season sits in the 95th percentile, with the potential to reach up to 31 goals, or the expected goals of 31. Then the GSVA, which is that basically wins above replacement, how many wins you contribute to your team this season. Evander Kane sits in the 69th percentile this year, sitting at a 0.4, but has the potential to reach, or at least is projected to reach, 1.5 games won for the Edmonton Oilers. That is an impressive number, considering that is what it may take for the Edmonton Oilers to get a first spot in the Western Conference, in the Pacific Division, second place in the Pacific Division, third place, keep you out of that wild card spot. So I think that very underrated things that Evander Kane brings to this lineup that the Edmonton Oilers were so dearly missing. Now, the last time these two teams played, was February 27th, not that long ago, the week of the NHL trade deadline, and the Edmonton Oilers' last game before acquiring Matthias Ekholm. The Edmonton Oilers lost that game 3-2. Both goals scored by Connor McDavid, where he would score his 49th and 50th goals of his season. Leon Draisaitl, Kleem Costin, and Cody Ceci getting the assists in that game. Of course, as mentioned, 3-2 loss for the Oilers. It was Pavel Zacha scoring in the third period to win it for the Bruins, but the Edmonton Oilers look to change the fortune as the Edmonton Oilers face off against the Bruins tomorrow night. An early one, not an early one, but another 5 o'clock puck drop for the Edmonton Oilers here. Well, they're in Boston. That is going to be a fun one. We will have a full pregame before that one. That's going to be exciting. Make sure you stay tuned to that one. But it will be Matthias Ekholm's first game against the Boston Bruins as an Edmonton Oiler, and his fifth since being traded from the Nashville Predators. But what has his impact really meant for the Edmonton Oilers? And what do those underlying stats tell you about how important he is already to the Edmonton Oilers? We will talk about that in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. We are halfway through the NBA season, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That is bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss out on a chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That is FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Alrighty, as I reach over for my notes for this Matthias Ekholm segment, as I was going through some of the numbers for Matthias Ekholm, and I won't lie, honestly, I was laying there in bed last night dreaming of Matthias Ekholm. Yes, it has become that serious, but some pretty interesting numbers in the four games that Matthias Ekholm has played for the Edmonton Oilers. Now, I mentioned that he's only played four games because these numbers are impressive, but you should also keep in the back of your mind that these are a very minuscule sample size, including a game where the Edmonton Oilers allowed 7 goals. An outlier, especially considering he is being brought in to prevent those types of games. But nonetheless, Matthias Ekholm, in those 4 games so far, no goals, 2 assists, 2 points. His second assist came on the game-winning goal for the Edmonton Oilers in their last game. Now, obviously, an important assist. But the offensive numbers are a little more impressive than you think. His goals for per 60 minutes sits at 5-on-5, at a 6.1. A 6.1 in those 4 games with the Edmonton Oilers. That would sit first on the Edmonton Oilers by a lot. Then, his expected goals for per 60 minutes sits at a 4.76, which is also first on the Edmonton Oilers. His defensive numbers are just as impressive at 5-on-5. His goals against per 60 minutes sits at a 1.63, second on the Edmonton Oilers, behind only the guy who changed numbers with him, Devin Shore, and the expected goals against sits at an even 2, which would put him first, which means that the numbers aren't exactly outliers. He's not overperforming or underperforming when it comes to his expected, to his actual goals for or goals against per 60 minutes. These are practical numbers for him right now. What this also means is his goal differential, so the amount of times that he is on the ice when the Oilers score a goal, or the amount of times he is on the ice when the Oilers allow a goal. His goal differential currently sits at a 4.47. His goal differential per 60 sits at a 4.47, which would put him first above the guy in second place, who is Vincent Desharnais, by the way. And Vinny Desharnais sits at a 1.65 goal differential. A 1.65. Vinny Desharnais, a 1.65. Matthias Ekholm, 4.47. Almost 3 goals more, almost exactly 3 goals more than what the second place guy is producing. Now, the team is also doing well with him in the lineup. The expected goals for the Edmonton Oilers league-wide currently sits third in the NHL at 5-on-5 over the last 4 games with a 3.71. The expected goals against sits at 7th in the NHL with a 2.2, and they are 9th in the league when it comes to goal differential per 60 minutes with a 1.06. Top 10 in all 3, and very important stats. However, one of the things that the Edmonton Oilers did bring Matthias Ekholm in to shore up has been the penalty kill. So far, if there has been a knock on him, or at least a knock in general, it would be the penalty kill numbers. I don't necessarily think the penalty kill has gotten worse. In fact, I think they have become more calm and more organized in their own end. However, the Edmonton Oilers penalty kill, their goals against per 60 minutes shorthanded over the last 4 games, sits at a 14.63, which is 31st in the NHL. And their expected goals against per 60 minutes shorthanded sits at an 8.95, which is 27th. So they're not doing well, and they're not supposed to be doing well. over these last four games, something that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on, especially against one of the best team, well, the best team in the NHL in the Boston Bruins, but one of the best power plays as well in the NHL with the Boston Bruins coming up tomorrow night. Either way, a lot of positives with what Matthias Ekholm has already brought to the Edmonton Oilers. Some room to improve, but that is good to see either way. Matthias Ekholm already being a massive, massive, or at least, yeah, being a massive impact for the Edmonton Oilers already. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode with the Ghost of Oilers Past. And this Finn only spent one season with the Edmonton Oilers, but is still playing hockey in Finland. It was a recent season he was here and did play playoff hockey. There you go. There's all the hints you will get. We will talk about that ghost in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories? Then you gotta try Built Bar. Listen, it's March. We are basically halfway through March already, it feels like. And those, well, New Year's resolutions, yes, I know I said it, New Year's resolutions are still rearing their ugly heads. Which ones are you still going for? For me, I wanted to eat a little healthier this year. And if you're like me and you want to eat healthier but don't want to sacrifice taste, then you got to try Built Bar. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they are so delicious, you won't think they're good for you. Perfect for that New Year's resolution that's still poking around. So what makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, it's probably because they're covered in 100% real chocolate. Yes, I said real chocolate. And they have so many undeniably delicious flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and almond. Oh my goodness. Coconut almond. Not just almond. Coconut almond. It is unbelievable. Plus, I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar, all while maintaining amazing macros. What's even better is that they are still healthy for you. With 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein, it is insane how good and delicious it is for you. So if you have a participating Walmart around you, make sure you head in and find one of their boxes. If not, head to built.com and grab a box from there. You can thank me later. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode. I think I said already. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode with the Ghost of Oilers Past. And this one I thought was a sneaky move at the time. I thought this was a really nice move for the Edmonton Oilers, as on June 30th, 2015, the Edmonton Oilers would make a trade with the Arizona Coyotes for Boyd Gordon on his way to the Arizona Coyotes for Lauri Korpikoski. As Lauri Korpikoski would head over to the Edmonton Oilers that summer, playing in 71 games for the Oilers that year, 10 goals, 12 assists, 22 points. Now, I thought Korpikoski was a pretty solid little player for the Edmonton Oilers. A bottom six guy at times could step into the middle six, a guy who had been around the NHL at the time, but unfortunately for him, he couldn't stick around. Did score his first ever NHL hat trick with the Edmonton Oilers against the New York Rangers. However, that would be all he would get with the Edmonton Oilers, as he, exactly 1 year after being traded to the Edmonton Oilers, he would be placed on unconditional waivers, almost said conditional waivers, unconditional waivers with the purpose to buy him out. He would then go to sign a PTO with the Calgary Flames. Yes, boo Korpikoski. Don't worry though, he asked for his release with the intentions to sign with the Dallas Stars, which he did, played 60 games with the Dallas Stars in the following year in 2016-2017. However, he would get traded later that year to the Columbus Blue Jackets for Dylan Hetherington. He would play only 9 games there, and he would wrap up his NHL career with the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2016-2017. But not his NHL career, as Lori Korpikoski would head on down to Switzerland playing for Zurich Lions, which, if I'm not mistaken, I know the Zurich Lions is a team that Austin Matthews played for before heading to the NHL. So, prestigious club. In 19 games played with Zurich, 2 goals, 6 assists, 8 points. Not fantastic in 2017-2018, but he would then head home to Finland and play 3 seasons with TPS Turku. He would spend 3 seasons there, played 4 games in his first year, no points. 48 games in his second year, 17 goals, 16 assists, 33 points in 2019-2020, excuse me. And then in the COVID-shortened year in 2020-2021, 18 games played, 4 goals, 13 assists, 17 points, almost an even point per game player. Pretty impressive. However, the following year, he would go on loan to Biel HC, back in Switzerland, where he would play 11 games, only accumulating 1 assist. This year, yes, I said this year, he's back in Finland playing for TPS Turku. 43 games played, 11 goals, 14 assists, 25 points. 36 years old, has 2 more games left this season with Turku before they wrap up this year. He's slated to get 2 more points, so could bump up that 25 to a 27. So, Lori Korpikoski still playing hockey today. Your ghost of Oilers past. Alrighty, let's wrap it up there, everybody. Thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Game to Game NHL. Every moment, every top performance, every result, Locked On Game to Game covers every game from across the NHL with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NHL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you find your podcast. The Edmonton Oilers and the Boston Bruins face off tomorrow night at TD Gardens, a rematch from the game last Monday, and the first time Matthias Ekholm is in the lineup against them. His 5th game as an Edmonton Oiler. Stuart Skinner slated to get the start, and Evander Kane, barring any last-minute injuries or last-minute anything, is slated to make his return to the lineup as well. We shall see how that game goes, but hopefully, at the end of it, we can all play La Bamba, baby.